Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. This is part five of Forgiveness, the series we're doing currently. And today, I'm drawn to the Lord's Prayer and beyond. But first of all, let me just say this. Forgiveness, I have found in my life, is like breathing. That's how serious this is. If you don't breathe, you don't live. If you stop breathing, you stop living. If you don't forgive, you stop living. It's as simple as that. It is as hard and simple as that. Forgiveness is the key, I believe, to life. Now, I've had this discussion with many people, many of them who were not Christians. And I have discussed unforgiveness. And any psychologist worth his salt in the secular world will tell you that unforgiveness equals bitterness. Simple as that. Unforgiveness equals bitterness. And when I think of someone bitter, I think of the book A Christmas Carol. And I think of Ebenezer Scrooge in his counting house before he has an epiphany. And there he is saying, "Bah, humbug." And his nephew comes in and says, "Merry Christmas, Uncle." And he's saying, "What's merry about it?" He's very, very bitter because his life is consumed with greed and unfulfillment. And as you read more into the book, you find out that once he was in love, once he had a young lady that he wanted to marry, but the love of money got the better of him. And he became bitter and embittered. Forgiveness is the key to life. Forgiveness is the key to breathing. Look what Jesus says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, and from verse 14, he says this: "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins." Oh boy. I hope and I pray and I trust that you are with me on this particular point. If God Almighty does not forgive us for what we have done wrong, we are sunk without trace, beloved. That's when death occurs. That is when it's all over. That is when the end has come, because God Almighty Himself has not forgiven us for what we have done, because we continue to sin on a daily basis, whether we like it or whether we don't. Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23 says very clearly, we all sin and fall short. Don't tell me you don't sin. Don't tell me you don't sin. Because if you do, I don't want to hear it. I know I sin. I know I sin on a regular basis. And I know I have to go to Almighty God and say to Him, I am so sorry for what I have done. Because if I don't, then life ceases for me. Bitterness creeps in. Anger creeps in. It is horrible. It is a horrible picture. You know, I was watching A Christmas Carol, the movie. And I can't remember the guy who was in it now. But it was like a cartoon. It wasn't a cartoon, but it was like a cartoon. I don't know what they call that sort of animation, but you know what I mean. Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey was the voice of Scrooge. And the way the artist had done Jim Carrey's face, it was twisted and bitter and horrible and not attractive to look at all. But as soon as the epiphany came, it changed. Peace came onto his face. I know I bring this analogy to let you understand what I'm trying to say here, but forgiveness is part of breathing. Now, I often hear these words, "I can't forgive that person for what they've done because they've hurt me so badly. I have been so badly hurt by what happened, I cannot possibly ever forgive that person." You'll hear someone else saying, "I will never forgive you for that. That is a curse. That is a curse, beloved." I am here to tell you that forgiveness is so easy. I hear you say, "What are you talking about? It's easy." It's not. It's one of the most difficult things to do in the world. Yes, it is if you're going to do it attached to your emotion. But who's saying that you have to forgive with your emotion? What you need to do is to forgive with your will. I will forgive that person. I am forgiving that person because I have decided to. My whole emotion is screaming, "Don't do that. I don't want you to forgive him because he's hurt you so much." No. I believe someone listening to this broadcast right now is saying, "I am having such a struggle to forgive my father, my own father, because of what he has done to me and my family. I cannot forgive him. It's too difficult." Yes, it is too difficult because you're trying to do it with your emotion and not with your will. Your will is something else. If you allow the emotion of the situation to cloud your judgment, then you are not going to be able to forgive. It will become impossible. And as time goes on, it will get harder and harder and harder and harder. Yet you find that there are some people that you can forgive because they only hurt you a little bit. Yet that person over there hurt you lots and lots and lots. So therefore it's different. No, it's not. It's exactly the same. Listen to what Jesus is saying in Matthew, the 6th chapter, and from verse 14. He says, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you." We know that. That's a done deal. "But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins." If you refuse to forgive others, in other words, that is an act of your will. Thank you, Lord. That is an act of your will to say, "No, I will not forgive that person." That's an act of your will. You're refusing to forgive. Therefore, you have to turn that on its tail and make the decision that you will forgive. It is a decision. It is an act of will. It is not an emotional thing at this point. So you just return that on its head, and you say, "I will forgive because I know I have to. I have no choice." And once you make that decision to forgive in that way, with your will, with your will, with your will, say, "With my will." Say it again, "With my will." If you forgive with your will, then the emotion will follow when God is good and ready to bring that emotion about. It is as simple as that. I want you to pray with me. Heavenly Father, I ask you in Jesus' name, repeat these words, I ask you in Jesus' name to help me to forgive with my will. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Heavenly Father, forgiveness is like breathing, and I want to breathe. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.